Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, he's there. The devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. Everything he's ever told you before this morning, he's lied. But you shall have peace. You shall have joy. You shall enjoy the fruit of your labor. And mother, the devil is a liar. Your sons and your daughters shall be saved, set free, and delivered. Because when he shook your belly, the Bible says that the fruit of your womb is blessed. Oh, you need to speak it out of your mouth right now. Say it now. Because the Lord has shaken me again, I'm alive in my spirit. I'm alive in my mind. I'm alive to the things of God. The word of God is coming alive in me right now. I'm alive. I shall not die, but live to declare the glory of God. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, I will rejoice and be glad. Hey, come alive, come on alive in your spirit. Hey, come on. Oh, I feel it. I feel like I'm calling somebody from a deep cave this morning. Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on, the Lord got your hand. He's leading you this morning out of the depression from yesterday. Ha! Thank you, Jesus. He's leading you out of your prison sheets. He's leading you out of every defeat. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Satan, the Lord rebuke you today. He's shaking me again. Hey! Come along! Come on, up. You're going through this day with the victory. You're going through this day with power. You're going through this day under the anointing. You're not going through defeated. Wherever you are, woman, wherever you are, man, woman, if you're in the kitchen with the children, while you're fixing the breakfast, while you're combing your hair, while you're putting your clothes on, man, stop right there and give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give God the glory. Because when praise walking on the track this morning. Hey, you on the exercise equipment today. He's shaking you again. He's shaking you again. The Lord God Almighty, He's shaking you again. Hey, hey. Oh, I know you can feel it. 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 I know you can feel the glory of the Lord. I know the Lord is speaking to you this morning. Oh God, that man in the prison, that woman behind the prison door, the devil may have thought he got you incarcerated, but the devil ain't got your mind, the devil ain't got your spirit. Freedom in the spirit. Hey, come along, come along. He's right there. He's right there. He's right there. He's shaking you again. Shake us again. Shake us again. Only you can. Shake us again. Shake us again. Every church, shake us again. Every hospital, only you can. Shake us again. Shake us again. Shake us again. Only you can. 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 Can't nobody else do what only God can do. Only you. This morning, He has shaken you to victory.
God bless right now. God bless each and every one of you. And I thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in. It always be a blessing, especially you all over the world listening to us by way of internet. It always a blessing that you're making us your social media pastors and social media church, those that is France and Australia. We thank God for each.
The devil is a liar.
Always, always a blessing. I know that the Spirit of the Living God is just doing something in your life. Bless you in the name of Jesus. I know that many of you right now, as we've been engaging this week, that you begin to move your life forward. You're just coming out of a stuck place because now you are determined that at the end of the day that my blessings is going to be considered of me. And I'm telling you right now that everything that the enemy don't told you and don't spoken to your life, it is a liar. And you shall walk into the purpose of the Lord that he designed you to be. Always understand and remember this, when oppositions come, oppositions is trying to do one of the two things. Number one, it want to slow you up, because the moment it begins to slow you down and you begin to doubt yourself, that's now you're going to begin to delay your purpose in life. Sometimes the enemy begins us into a place to where we don't delay ourselves so much to where we begin to detour our path, detour our purpose, detour our destiny, because we're trying to find an area where we fit. And at the end of the day, thanks to God, he is designed to steal, kill, and destroy. Many of us, we're still trying to fight for the peace, trying to fight for our happiness, trying to fight for our joy. And sometimes it takes a radical determination and a radical faith that you're going to go ahead and stand and rejoice and believe what you got to believe in. How many believers that we have here, my God, and this afternoon? God bless you right here in our very own United States of America. We want to give a great blessing to our families and friends that is believing and just say, you know what, Pastor, I'm ready to get things out of my life out of the stuck position. So we just send a shout out to our families and friends, my God, in L.A., California, Nevada, Michigan, New York, Philadelphia, Massachusetts. We thank God for you as well. Pennsylvania, we know you are in the house. Texas, from Texas, we keep you up in the prayer, amen, as well as you are going grieving for the incidents that happened down there. All over the world, we want to keep each other up, lifting in prayer. Florida, we thank God for you. Georgia, as well. Nevada, Denver, we thank God for you. Our brothers and sisters up there in Canada, we thank God for you. All our friends and families that is engaging into prayer into this time and season, for they could begin to conduct a movement that is in their life. It comes to a time to where the Spirit of the Lord got to cause a shaking to happening in our life. Sometimes he got to cause something radical to happen in our life. And I know that the Spirit of the Lord is causing a release into your life right now. But we got to begin to condition our atmosphere, begin to condition our place. Get out of the drama. Get out of the gossip. Get out of the different things that is causing you to contaminate your faith, contaminate your walk, contaminate your belief. But I am here to tell you tonight, my God, this afternoon, that the Spirit of the Lord is ready to shake some things up into your life, because he called you in this time and the season to walk into your blessings, to walk into your joy. You're going to have to be determined at the end of the day, by the end of this week. We are not taking no mess from no enemy. We're going to keep dreaming. We're going to keep vision. We're going to keep everything that the Lord has for us, and we are not going to back up. We're going to keep going forward. Do I have any witnesses out there this afternoon just believing in themselves that I'm going forward, and I'm not going to allow anything to stop me from going forward in today? I am going to have the victory. I am going to have the power. If that's you, if that's you, I'm telling you right now, you just go ahead and give God the praise, because he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. Mother, brother, sister, cousin, auntie, all of you, my God, just go ahead and give God the praise, because it's something to give God the praise. Amen. Listen, I don't want to be on too much longer, but I just want to thank God for what he is doing and what God has given us, because he is worthy to be praised. presence of God, my God. I know that the Spirit of the living God is ready to shake some things up in your life. I know that the Spirit of the living God is ready to come on and move by his power. And I'm telling you right now, praises have to go up. When we start looking at the things that is in our life that is bringing trauma or bringing doubt, we'll start putting our own life, my God, in stuck. Then we'll start looking at everything else around us as if it's the problem. Well, the problem lies in the people. The problem doesn't lie in your situation. The problem lies within us. The question is, how are you are responding to the problem? How are you are responding to each issue that comes into your life that's trying to hold you down, stop you? Understand this, that no one can hold you down. No one can stop you. Sometimes in life, we don't went through so many oppositions, and we don't went through so much a struggle to where we call our own past issue to get us to a place to where we are holding ourselves now. So instead of we doing the research within ourselves, we'll find the answer or try to find the answer in everybody else. You got to look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, self, no one is not going to stop you from being blessed. No one is not going to stop you from being healed. Only person can stop that is myself. But I'm going to make a determination this week that I'm going to move self out the way. I'm going to go into the blessed place with the Lord. I'm going to jump into a holy place with the Lord. And anything else that comes into that arena, it is a liar. It is a liar. I need my family up in the United Kingdom. You need to tell somebody that it is a liar. Where you at, Australia, France, and Germany? My family up in Norway. You need to tell somebody that it is a liar, because the Spirit of the living God come into do a shaking in our life. And I want you to surrender to the Holy Ghost for the Holy Ghost to go ahead and shake your life. Shake the various things that God cannot use, that God do not need. Shake the various things that is causing you to miss your blessing, missing your purpose. Shake the various things that is causing you, my God Almighty, to walk away from opportunity. You can't see the opportunity because your perception, your vision, my God, is having an impact. It's having an effect in your sight. Shake the very thing in your life that is causing you not to walk into a place, but causing you to walk in a crooked place in the name of Jesus. Because I know that the Spirit of the Lord comes to shake the very thing in your life. Some of you need to just take a few minutes right now and go ahead and give God a worship right now, because he is worthy to be praised. Tell yourself, self, we coming out of the stuck position. My finances is going to be right. My life going to be right. My ministry going to be right. My walk going to be right. Everything that I'm going to do is going to be right. And the devil is a liar. Self, get out of the way, because I'm not going to yield to your thought process. I'm not going to yield to your method. I'm not going to yield to anything that you throw at me. I'm going to yield to the things of the living God. I'm going to yield to what God said about me. Is there anybody out there this morning and just tell the Lord, Lord, I yield, I surrender, here I am, I take a stand in the name of Jesus. Help me, Holy Ghost, as we said on last night, help me, Holy Ghost, teach me how to fight when my spirit is fatigued. Teach me how to war when my body is fatigued. Teach me how to keep moving when my mind is fatigued. Show me how to give God a praise when I don't have nothing left inside of me. Is there anybody, when praises goes up, are you ready for your blessings to come down in the name of Jesus? I want to give God the praise. Anybody give God the praise? Amen and amen, for he is worthy to be praised. Amen, amen, amen. I just want to give God the thanks and the blessing. Amen. Amen, for he is good. Amen, amen. We just give him joy. Amen. I heard the songwriter say, I give joy when I think about what he done for me. Now the question is, that's when he does something for you. But the question is, when God doesn't move when you want him to move. The question is, when you don't see like God is moving or things are taking place, do you still give joy? Do you still give praise when you think about it? Sometimes we got to get our thoughts out of the the things. Get your thoughts out of your bills. Get your thoughts out of foreclosure. Get your thoughts out of issue. Put your cares and your thoughts in Him. What it should have been saying, I get joy when I think about how me and Him is in a relationship. I get joy when I think about when He died on a cross for me and rose up. Amen. I get joy when I think about how He just been blessed and how He put grace in my life. So therefore, I give God the praise. Somebody just need to take a few minutes and just praise Him right there where you are. You got to come on and get with me. I'm not going to be on that much longer because I know that the Spirit of the Lord is shaking some of you, my God, tonight. He is shaking some of you. As we was talking on last night, and God gave us a strategy so we can pinpoint certain things in our life that causing us to be in a stuck place. And we understand from last night, unforgiveness. Unforgiveness causes a lot of times call us as Christians to be in a stuck place. A lot of times we move on from situations, we move on from people, but in reality in our heart, we have not come to a place of forgiveness. We have not come to a place of forgiveness. I know many of us, we don't live out our life. We come in worship, but some of us have been raped. You don't been molested. You don't came from a hard life. Some of you probably been in the sex trafficking ring. Some of you could testify. Some of you probably have had kids, my God, for individuals that don't rape. You feel so sorry. You feel rejected. You feel as though you wasn't a good parent. You feel as though your parents wasn't a good parent or wasn't there for you. You're dealing with rejection. You're dealing with, my God, all kinds of things that we begin to move on in our life. We begin to age into our life, but let the reality tell it, we have not come to terms to a lot of different things. That's why a lot of times now we have in mental, my God, we have in mental issues. We have in issues that where people are having mental problems. But at the end of the day, we're not going to give the enemy no playground to play in. Now it comes to a time to where you have to come to terms with the situation in your life. Got a problem. In reality, I got a problem. And sabotage every relationship, every business deal, every family deal that I'm making with. Amen. That's why it comes into my life that it is destroying everything that is in my life. But how many of you know that the spirit of sabotage has to go somewhere in the name of Jesus because we refuse to be, my God Almighty, the tail? How many of you know that you shall not be the tail no more in your life, but you shall be the head? You need to tell yourself, don't wait till Sunday morning or wait till your next revival. You get a crazy bald head, a pastor just like me, to tell you to tell yourself that you can make it. Baby, look in the mirror and tell yourself that I can make it. Tell yourself I am an overcomer. Tell yourself that I can deal with this. I'm not going to allow my past issues for unforgiveness to control my life. I'm not going to allow the individual that took advantage of me to control my life. I'm not going to allow any small spiritual soul tie, general curse, generation curse to control my life. It stops here. It stops in my bloodline. It is stopping. I'm not going to be the one that's going to contaminate my ministry, contaminate my walk. It will not work. So therefore, as we discover that the enemy uses all this to bring strategies, he uses all this to cause you to be in a stuck place. He used all this. One of the things that the enemy likes for a saint of God to do, stop moving. Stop moving in what? In your prayers. Stop moving in fasting. Stop coming to church. Stop giving him the praise. Stop moving. Because the moment you stop moving, the easier the target you could be. It takes a sharp shooter, my God, to hit a moving target. Where the target is moving fast, because you are for the Holy Ghost. The enemy cannot hit you. from my understanding, his weapons that he had had been stripped once he got put out of heaven. So therefore, my God, he needs you to stop. He needs you to stop praying. He needs you to stop moving. The first attack that the enemy that does with a lot of people, they walk. He attack their prayer life. He attack your worship. He attack your praise. He make doubt come in. He make doubt to come in like never before. But I'm here to tell you right now that it will not work in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, it will not work. And we just give God the praise. And the next day, once he stopped moving, now he can easily devour you. He can easily separate you from the pack. One thing I love about animals and watching on the animal planet, they look for the weakest animal. They look for the weakest victim. And they begin to do a separation. And once they get to a separation, about trying to come in to devour someone. That's why we have a bunch of bitterness. We have a bunch of gossip. We have a bunch of things that happen in the body of Christ. And someone, you need to tell yourself, don't allow it to be you, and you understand the trickeries and the plan of the adversary, because he want to separate. Cannot be the one to allow the enemy to stop you. You got to stay running. You got to stay moving. You got to stay in prayer when you don't want to pray. You got to praise him when you don't want to praise him. You got to give him a worship when you don't see no other way to give him the worship. Because you got to tell yourself, self, my steps are ordered by the Lord, and I will not stop moving. And unity is the number one killer, because the separation got to happen. Like I said on last night, we call it here in the world, we call it individual just setting down. No, it ain't setting down. You are being separated, because of the moment you separate, you set down, whatever thoughts or whatever voices that you are hearing, that's what you begin to believe. That's what you begin to think is the fact. The enemy wants you to set down because he understands that one could chase a thousand, but two can put 10,000 to flight. And if you connect to somebody that is ready to put so many thousand to flight, he knows that he don't have the victory to devour you. You need to tell yourself that I'm going to walk in the things of the Lord and have the victory. My God, now we're going to move on today. It's very important. It's very important, saints of God, that when you go into forgiveness, and we're going to begin to address this as an assignment in prayer, then we're going to end and go and move on. Amen. Now, once you go into a place for forgiveness, what the enemy tried to do, what he tried to do, he tried to remind you of your past. Even though you ask for forgiveness, even though you go and move on with for life, he go and try to remind you. He go to a place to where he wants you to think that you have not overcome that issue. He wants you to think that God have not forgave you. He wants you to think that because of these issues and the things that happened to you, he wants you to think, this is why you're not being blessed. This is why your life is not moving forward. This is why people don't like you. This is why things is going on. He wants you to say, you got to understand, saints of God, but people always say that you got to forgive and forget. Well, that's the difference. You can forgive, but only God can erase the mind that calls to forget. But you will always have a remembrance of what someone done. But the thing is different between somebody, my God, is I'm not going to allow the memories of somebody done to control me. I'm going to control it. Amen. So therefore, the enemy tried to play this game to where making you feel as though this is your same route. This is your roller coaster. So he released a delusional spirit in your life to make you feel as though you're still in this. My Bible tells you when you ask for forgiveness from the Lord and the Lord forgive you, he thought sowed in the seed of forgiveness, it shall be no more. So tonight you need to tell these issues, if they ever try to pop up again, what they done did to you last year, what happened to you last year, and you don't ask for forgiveness, you shall not be held hostage by the things of the enemy in your mind. So therefore you need to tell every situation is a liar. It will not work. God done forgave me. I'm moving on. I'm not going to be held in captivity of the past remembering. For my Bible tells me, forget those things which are behind. Stop pushing towards the things which are ahead. Is the anybody made up here to their minds tonight that tonight I will not resurrect any past issues from the grave. I will not resurrect any past hurt. I will not resurrect any past wrongness that happened to me in my life. I will not resurrect any past gossip. I will not resurrect any past division. I will keep moving forth in the Lord. So therefore, in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that you'll begin to erase our spirit. You'll begin to erase the different things that is in our life that is not of you. I pray in the name of Jesus for every past thing that tried to come up and overtake our minds, that it will not work. It will not have the power. It will not have the stamina to be able to run or walk with us as we go and succeed in our ministry, succeed in our life, succeed in our finances, succeed in our health. It will not work. So now in the name of Jesus, we begin to speak forth in the future, begin to prophesy in your name, that everything that tried to come up, every past issues of being molested, issues of being raped, issues of rejection, issues of mental health, issues, my God Almighty, that I feel all alone, all types of issues that causes hurt, causes pain, causes different things that is not of you, Father, in the name of Jesus, we destroy and disengage the power of the enemy right now, that he tried to use every weapon against us to cause us not to move forward. We speak a couple of weeks from now. We speak a couple of months from now. We speak from a year from now. We speak from a couple of years from now. We speak to eternity in the name of Jesus that it is not going to happen. It's not going to work. So now we release the blood of Jesus that it will, my God, it will cover, it will put every blood on every past issues in our life, that the enemy shall not and will not possess anything that if God will deliver us from the past. My God, somebody need to tell him amen tonight. Amen. It will not work. And it cannot work. And I'm telling you right now that the things of your past is, my God, it is broken. Many a times the enemy tried to use the things that is in our past. Oh, my God, conversation, oh, hurt. You got to learn how to get over it. And my prayer tonight and also from the heavens that you learn how to get over past issues. You learn how to get over past hurt. You learn how to get over past things in the name of Jesus. You begin to learn how to move on in the name of Jesus. You learn how to get over all the past issues and past hurt that you have in your life. It's time to move on. It's time for anything that comes in your life that causes hurt, that causes pain. It's time for you as an individual to shake it off. Some of you, I pray in the name of Jesus that the Lord will wrap you up with tough skin because you cannot, my God, will bring somebody opinion about you. Let them have all the opinion you want, but you keep walking into the things of the Lord. It's not what people say about you. It's not what they predict about you, but it's about what the Lord said about you. It's about what the Lord predict about you. For my Bible tells me that my life is already ordained. My steps is already
been made. My walk is already determined. My destiny is already headed for me. So therefore, Holy Ghost, we pray that you'll put us in alignment with our purpose. We pray that you'll put us in alignment with our destiny, for we can keep walking into a holy, blessed place, for we can be successful naturally and spiritually, that nothing that is not of you will not shake us, break us, even make us in the name of Jesus. But we will be shaken and broken and also made by the things of heaven, by the things that God will release into our life for the better, not for the bad. Because my Bible tells me all things work together for the good. And I know that somebody can give God a praise right there. Right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So tonight, things that you ask for forgiveness, let's walk away. Anything that tried to come back up in your life from the past, it is done. It is over. Any past issues, let's begin to move away from it. You got to do this, because the moment you do it, you don't give the enemy no more power to control different issues that have been already resolved, already dealt with, to bring you into a place of a hindrance. Loose the shackles in the name of Jesus. Loose in the name of Jesus. And let's begin to walk in a place of holiness. Let's begin to walk in a place of purpose within the name of the Lord. Listen, I think a lot of you right now, for what I can see, it's about a couple of thousand of you on the line right now. And I bless God for each and every one of you. But I'm telling you right now, saints of God, if we never put our life in forward, we never put our life and we allow issues to take over, we allow our family, our children, and we allow different things to hold us down, we will never get to the purpose. And when you don't get to your destiny or your purpose, you are hurting your family. You are hurting your seed. Your seed needs you to get there. God needs you to get there, because now you can begin to make an impact in life. Say no more. No more. No more. Father, we thank you as we come together tonight as a family, as a group, to destroy different things that is resurrecting from our past, to destroy different things that is causing our ways to be bitter, our ways, my God, to be shepherd, our ways to stop us from being blessed, our ways for the enemy is using to bring warfare, to bring attack on us. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you've given us the power, you've given us the strategies, for we can overcome by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you. Today we could lift our heads and give you a shout of praise, because we are free. And every shackles that come upon our life, it has been broken. Give us the toughness for anything that come as a fiery dart. Teach us how to use the book of Ephesians, where it says, what our weapons of our warfare. From 12 to 12, continue to fast and intercede in the Holy Ghost. Now, tomorrow night, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., we're going to be right back on with the family. We're going to come back at 7, my God, p.m., and we're going to be right back on with the family. I'm telling you right now, this is your life. This is your destiny. You've got to be determined that say, you know what, I'm not going to miss damn thing. I'm not going to miss anything this week. What I'm going to do, I'm going to keep engaging into the things of God. Between me and my past, me in that dungeon, me in that cell, I want to get some distance, because I'm already out now. God bless each and every one of you. We're going to keep moving forward by the word of the Lord, and we're going to keep intercession in prayer and warfare, my God, in our hearts, in our spirit, until this time, my God, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. and tomorrow afternoon at 7 p.m. We're going to keep walking in the Holy Ghost and walking with family. Somebody somebody say there is power and a power of family, unity, and love, and strength, and also into the things of God. Let's keep it moving forward, and let's keep the past behind us and keep pressing towards the things of the heart, Mark. Love you all. God bless you. Let's keep moving.